Boy, you left me. I had it all. You were with me. And that was enough. He came long enough. Forgot all about you. I'm a fool. Now I'm denied. You left, my world came to an end. Y'all remember that? Shut your face. We know I can't sing. That is not the point. Every time I think about the songs I was singing, now this song came out, I believe, in 86. That means I was 9 years old. Okay, I was 9 years old out there. You couldn't have told me. I was in that room with that pink radio. My love came to an end. Then you came back again. Now I know. What did I know, y'all? What did I know, first of all? And second of all, another toxic song. Why did she cheat on him? She couldn't have cheated on him because she was happy, right? So something was going on in that relationship. She decided she wanted to try to sleep. She decided she wanted to sleep with another man because she met some dude. She decided she going to sleep with him. And then her whole world fell apart because her boyfriend left her. Wasn't her husband. It was her boyfriend. And that song is so toxic, y'all. It's so toxic. I don't even... Listen, Shirley... I love you, but all you ever was singing about was cheating, girl. And I just will hope that you found you a happy relationship by now, because I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, what we got on the thing, y'all? Y'all put it in your playlist, but don't put it in your playlist, but don't be living out here in no go on without you life. Don't do that. If you unhappy with the person you with, leave the one you with and go be with somebody else. Because the person, I guarantee you this, the person that you want to cheat with, that's not going to be your person. So if you looking at somebody and you saying, I want to cheat with that person, I'm going to cheat on whoever I'm with, I'm going to cheat with this person, that person ain't going to be your person. They're always never worth it. They're always never worth the hassle. I'm not saying that the person you with is the greatest, but they never worth the hassle that you got to go through to cheat. Just go ahead on the breakup. Well, I wasn't here for none of this, even though, you know, we're going to talk about some relationships, of course, because that's what we're here for. What is going on in the world? Okay, let's start here. Clearly, Portia and her man are getting a divorce. Some people were saying that this was all, you know, for the storyline for her to be back on the Housewives or whatever. I don't know. They just had Nene out with him and another woman who he says isn't a love interest. But who know? You know, Portia and Nene, if you didn't see it, Portia and Nene were supposed to be working together on the Upshaws. I guess the Upshaws was going to have a couple of Housewives be a part of one of the episodes. Portia was supposed to be one and Nene was supposed to be a character. Something happened where Portia didn't want to work with Nene. Portia left the set. They end up getting another housewife. Don't worry about it. But apparently Portia was saying that she did not like how Nene was still hanging around Portia's soon-to-be ex or ex. I guess they broke up, so that's her ex. But soon-to-be ex-husband. Now, I think the issue was for real. Oh, they sending me mail, child. We're going to open it while we're talking. I think the issue she was saying, the issue here is that Nene's man and Portia's man are friends. Nene said, I can't tell my man to stop being friends with his friend because y'all ain't friends with each other. I mean, you know, whatever. So, you know, I agree with Nene. If my man and your man was friends before I got with him, I can't now tell him he can't talk to your man. That was the same thing that happened with Phaedra and Candy. Phaedra and Candy was kind of cool because they was both on the show. You know, Candy met Todd from the show, and then she got with Todd. Apparently, Todd then was friends with Phaedra's husband, Apollo. And then when Phaedra and Apollo were going through their divorce, Todd was still friends with Apollo. So because Todd was still friends with Apollo, he would be over at the house and stuff. And Phaedra didn't like that and wanted Candy to hold some kind of commitment or loyalty to Phaedra. And Candy was like, I can't tell Todd who he allowed to be friends with. Like, what you want me to do? So Nene better watch out before there be a dungeon story about her too, because you know Portia loved to tell a story about a dungeon. Because that's how we got all the way to, you know, the dungeon that Candy had going on because of Phaedra and Portia. And Portia was the one who, you know, carried the bone. And so, you know, Nene might want to watch out about what stories get told. But hopefully Portia is old enough now to realize, you know, we don't need to satirize nobody's name to get, we don't need to be satirizing nobody's name to be, to just end the friendship. If y'all not friends, that's cool. But I just feel like I'm on Nene's side. If my man is friends with your man, then honey, yeah, we're gonna be around sometimes. And if you are divorcing him, he is actually free to date, go on dates with other people. That is allowed. And while it may be uncomfortable, it that doesn't mean that I won't never look at Ruby. She always going to be involved. It doesn't mean that I won't necessarily, I'm trying to get this lighting together, y'all. Y'all know I don't know nothing about this camera thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that she won't be out with him and his new boo. But again, should she never go out on a date with you and your new boo because her man know your ex? Like, it's the kind of situations we be in, and that's some of those talks that we, you know, don't have. As like when people break up, who get the couple, who get the friends? Like, I don't know. Does it depend on who knew who first? Like, if the woman knew the man first, I mean, if the woman knew the woman first, do she get to keep the couple friend? Or if the man knew the couple first, do he get to keep the thing or what? I don't know, right? Or do we just decide to not double date with neither one of these two people, even though we friends with both of them? I don't know, but I feel like since Portia said she wouldn't work with Nene because her husband's still friends with her ex, with her soon-to-be ex-husband, if Nene go out and she take a picture, the picture won't be taken. I mean, to be honest with you, because they are who they are, people gonna want to take pictures anyway. So why not? And so, you know, the picture gonna be out there. If I put it out there or somebody else say, oh, look who's out there, TMZ people all around, it's gonna get put out there. So either way go, it is what it is, if you asking me. Okay. Now, since we talking about relationships and breakups and whatnot, Ray J was on the Breakfast Club the other day. Now, you know, Ray J and Princess Love break up the makeup every couple of years. That's all we ever see is they together. They love each other. They about to break up. She's saying she getting a divorce. He do something crazy. He go on a radio show. Next thing you know, they back together. They've been doing it for years. Now, if you're not familiar, Princess Love has been killing the game in poker. Apparently, she did some kind of celebrity poker game. I think it was celebrity poker. I don't even know if it was celebrity poker or real poker, but either way, sis has been throwing them cards down. I don't know how to play poker, but she's been throwing them cards down however way you're supposed to. And I think the last time she won like $1 million game. And so I think that Princess Love has been finding her own worth and not needing to be a part of a love and hip hop life. And so apparently she has again said she was divorcing him. And at this point, don't nobody know if it's true or not, because like I said, they're always breaking up. They are always breaking. Perpetual breakup is what they're doing all the time. all the time. Okay? He need to sing his song, "Wait a Minute, Hey, Wait a Minute," because he need to tell her, "Wait a minute." But it, honestly, if you ask me, this is a couple who should have been broke up a long time ago. And unfortunately, they didn't do it before they had children. And now they do have children. And Ray J went on the Breakfast Club and just talked. He said words, but he never said anything. Right? So I guess they were asking, you know, about him and Princess Love and breaking up. And this dude just basically said that, like, he would be willing to not be happy so that his kids is happy. And in that, he meant he would be willing to stay married and living in the same house with somebody that he's not happy with and he don't want to be with so that his kids could be happy. Because somewhere in his mind, he believes that even if he's not happy and the mama ain't happy and they in there unhappy all the time, that somehow the kids is going to find happiness in the midst of all this unhappiness. I don't know what he's thinking, but that's what he was thinking, okay? That is what he was thinking. And so, you know, it's just confusing. Confusion all around. But that's what he was saying. And I promise you this, Princess Love. If you let a man go on the radios and internet and the World Wide Web, the WWW, to tell people that he is not happy with you, and he wants to sit in the house and be unhappy with you. He is also saying he don't care about your happiness neither, and that's not a place where you should want to be. So I hope that Princess Love will go ahead on and break up with this man for real, for good. And go ahead on and find your own happiness. It ain't like those kids won't be supported. Ray J got enough money. He, you know, he living a Nick Cannon life as far as money go. Because he got his hands in a whole bunch of stuff. Y'all, if y'all don't know, look at all the businesses that Ray J has his hands in. Y'all thinking about Ray J as the singer right quick. But if you go look at all the businesses Ray J has his hands in, them Raycon, that Raycon company makes a good pocket of dollar. Okay. excuse me. He does definitely do make listen to me. Come out here, ain't I? Okay, but he definitely does make a good bit of money. And so because he does make a good bit of money, them kids will be taken care of. I just can't see the Norwoods leaving them babies out there to not have a good life. My dog is stalking me. You're stalking me in the background here. If y'all watching the video, you can see her. It's on YouTube. So, because we stepping up our game. okay. Also, in that interview, Ray J went on to talk about how he and... he believes that Brandy and Monica should do a tour together, and then tried to shade Monica by saying that she should be the opening act to Brandy. And Monica then got on the internet and was like, "Please stop speaking on my name. Stop talking about some things that there ain't never been no talks about or no contracts or anything like that. I don't want you to be the person to talk about a tour." She did actually come out kind and say that Brandy is a voice to be reckoned with, and that she's a living legend, and that, you know, we should put some respect on her name. But I agree with Monica again. And I don't think this is a conversation that Ray J needs to be having right now. Don't tell people what I should do, because it looks like you trying to pressure me into doing something that I've never said I wouldn't do. It's just never been a conversation. And honestly, after seeing Monica put the booty shorts on, trying to make an attempt to be something she ain't on the internet, conversations need to be had, because Monica on the tour with Nicki or wherever she was when she came out with the booty shorts, In her pants and then this blonde wig, trying to look like the girls. Like, I don't like that for her. I don't like that for her. What I would like for her is to come out with some music that is relevant for today. That is, you know, I think the last song that I knew about her coming out with was a song called Commitment. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I don't like Commitment. It's in my song. It's in my playlist now. But, well, it's in my phone now. But I don't think it was, it's hitting like that. And I would be more excited to hear a Monica album. Now, if there is one, I don't know, somebody go hit on it and let me know. If you are watching this on YouTube, tell it to me in the comments. And if you're not watching this on YouTube, but you are listening, go hit on and shoot me a quick email, justsayingpodcast@gmail.com, and let me know about this album. Am I going to go searching for it? Because I ain't heard nobody talk about a new Monica album, so I'm not going to go searching for one. But if there is one and I missed it, let me know. I'm willing to listen to it. And since we talking about music, Usher came out with a new album. It ain't for me. It ain't for me. Now, he came out with an album. I felt like it's all over the place and going nowhere for me. It didn't give me an Usher vibe at all. And I know that we want to allow artists to explore and expand and try new things, and I'm all for it. But when it's not for me, I'm allowed to say that. So I'm not saying it's trash. I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying it is not for me. But he did add like two new songs to it. And when the new songs came, they sound more of the Usher that I'm familiar with. And so I do have those songs in my phone. But at the same time, Justin Timberlake came out with an album, and that album sounds like the album that I wanted Usher to sing. You know what? I feel like the Justin Timberlake album sounds like the album I want Usher to sing, and the Usher album sounded more like an album Justin Timberlake should have did, I guess, except for like that A-Town Girl. Nobody should have did that song. Sorry to Lotto, but nobody should have did that song. That song is not good. I don't know who wrote it, didn't look for it, and so I don't know who it should be for, but it's not for Usher at all. And at this point, we get it, Usher. Usher, you already got a ATL anthem song. We don't need you to put a new one on every album. We don't need that. We already was A-Town stomping and doing the Rock Away and Thunder Clapping with you already. We don't need another one. It felt like a try and a reach, and I was not happy with it. Now, I can't tell you the name of no songs on either one of these gentlemen's albums, but I will tell you that Usher sound more like a gumbo album to me, and Justin sound more like an R&B album. Do with that what you will. They both out now, so if you want to go ahead on and, you know, stream it and run both day numbers up, go ahead. Now, I know it's a bunch of y'all who be like, I don't rock with Justin Timberlake because what he did to Britney and what he did to Janet. And let me tell you this. Him and Britney was together when they was teenagers. Stop making that man be accountable for some kid stuff. He cheated. They was teenagers. Nobody thought they was going to be together forever. We should not have thought they were going to be together forever. We should not have put them together forever in our minds because they were kids. They were 16, 17, 18 years old. That's what happens when you are dating. It usually don't turn out well because y'all don't know how to communicate well and handle each other well in the first place. And then people want to be mad at the man because she said that he said he didn't want to have no baby with her. She don't have the kids she got now. Why are we mad that he didn't want to have one with her? Neither one of them needed no baby. And they damn sure didn't need no baby together. One of them was more level-headed and said it. She was not equipped to be a mother when she had the two children that she had. That's why she does not have those two children right now, because she is not equipped to be their mother, or she was not equipped to be their mother. And now that she may be in a better place, they good where they at. We needed to add another child to the trauma. Did we need to add another child to the trauma? And we need to be mad at this man because at the time when they was both kids and at the heights of their careers, he said, let's not do this right now. Sorry, I don't agree. I think that was a good decision on all parts. I think it was a good decision on all parts because when y'all all waiting for the kids to speak out about what traumas they got. Why do we need the third child to have had trauma and to be in the midst of their mama's trauma with the new dude? Like, why do we need them? Why are we mad because he didn't want his child to be a part of any of the nonsense that he knew was going on in the industry? And then after we saw him, then we could roll it on into the next story. After we've seen all of the stuff that has been happening that happens with child stars, child actresses and actors, maybe Justin seen some stuff that he was just like, child, you see what you going through. You know what I'm going through. Why would we bring a kid into any of this? We barely making it ourselves. The Janet Jackson thing, do I think that he handled it well? No, I don't think that he handled it well. But I also will tell you, Justin Timberlake was not the one who blackballed Janet Jackson from her career. Justin didn't do that. Now, did he come out and say, y'all, it was a mistake, I did it, my people did it, she clear her name? No. And should he have? I guess, yeah, maybe he should have did that. Yeah, he should have did that. But the rest of it, that wasn't Justin. Justin didn't ask nobody to blackball her. Justin did not do that. He did not go out with a plan to get her blackballed. It wasn't like he was like, let's go out here and tear up her whole program. Let's make it bad for her. That was not the plan. And so I do think that we holding him accountable for some stuff that we don't need to be, especially when Janet then came out herself and said he did not do the stuff that y'all are holding him accountable for. And what he did do, I'm good with today. You know, Janet went on to have more songs, to continue to tour, to be on movies, to, you know, like she's been living out here. Got her baby. She's living her life. Y'all, okay, because I know y'all like to be outraged about things that are unnecessary a lot of times, but still be listening to Chris Brown records, which is crazy to me. We're going to keep on moving on. If we want to talk about somebody that, you know, we should be cautious about. Since we talk about the child actors and all of that stuff, you know, we got to get to the Quiet On Set documentary. That's the Nickelodeon documentary. And I have to be honest with y'all, but when I first saw that this was coming out and I was going to hear about all this stuff, my first concern was, where was Nick Cannon with all of this? Because I do know that Nick Cannon started to make a lot of his money on Nickelodeon. He was a Nickelodeon actor, and also he had a show called The Nick Cannon Show. At one point, he was also at one point the president of Teen Nick. And so I was like, where was Nick Cannon at in all of this? Because that's who I want to know about. Where was he? But apparently this all happened like 2004, 2005, 2006. And Nick Cannon was like the president of Teen Nick in like 09, 2010, something like that. So I guess he wasn't around yet, or he was just coming into the doors. I don't know. But that was my first concern, was where was Nick Cannon? Because let me know right now, because he already be doing sketchy stuff now with that whole light skin versus dark skin wilding out show that he was trying to do. And now he got the baddies and the bad girls club or whatever he got going on, and got these girls on here fighting for entertainment. I never like it. I don't like him. I feel like he talks a good game, and I think that he could be a person who could help you with some things. But I also do feel like there's something There's something in the water. Like, I don't know. It's just, I like them, but I feel like I also want to watch them with one eye open at all times and keep them and give them a short leash. And I don't know. I know that's just how I feel. And I throw all the allegedlys in there and everything, but there's just something about that smile that tells me that he can be very charismatic. But those type of people for me also seem to be let me just watch you and see what you got going on. So back to the show, the documentary. It's a 4-part documentary, I believe. It came on over 2 nights. They kind of did the same thing they did with the Wendy Williams, where it's like 4 hours worth of documentary, something like that. I watched it all. Now, a lot of people say that it's traumatic, a lot of trigger warnings. Trigger warning on here, too, just going to let you know, because I am going to talk about it a little bit. A lot of people say they needed a trigger warning. You know, they were shocked about lots of things. And I just want to say, because I am a woman in my 40s, and after I have seen all of the things about child actors over the years, this did not in any way shock me. I was not thrown aback, taken aback, any of those things at all. I really just was concerned more about, I was more concerned about, you know, who was in this one and what children, you know, lives were devastated. And so this, again, this is the Nickelodeon doc. So this was, you know, the Ariana Grandes, the Amanda Bynes of the world were on the show. A couple of other names, people we didn't know. But of course, the big story on this one was the boy Drake from Drake and Josh show. If you don't know any shows, your kids do. If you don't know any of these shows, your kids do. Ariana Grande, the singer, if you didn't know, she was a Nickelodeon star at one point. They had them doing some wild stuff. They had those kids doing some wild stuff. The sketches on the show were wild. And, you know, they got away with doing some things that is just, if when looking back, it's just like, how this got past so many people is not amazing to me. Again, I grew up in the 70s. Our child stars, like I don't want to say her last name wrong, but the woman from Different Strokes, Dana somebody, and Todd Bridges, Emmanuel Lewis's, not Emmanuel Lewis, what's the other dude? Because Emmanuel Lewis is still alive. Arnold. Child, I can't think of his name, but him, Drew Barrymore. Hell, I can't think of no more names, but lots of these kids were on drugs, given alcohol early. Some of them did not make it. The Coreys, Corey Feldman, is that his name? And the two Coreys came out, and they, let me look them up. Y'all already know. I love to look them up. And they came out a while ago and was saying, you know, this industry be taking us and doing us dirty. And people was just like, they were just like, you know, let me see what the name of this, the two Coreys, y'all. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, I think is the name. So they came out and they basically were saying, like, you know, these people was doing us dirty and nobody cares. And let me see. Oh, yeah, Corey Haim's done passed away, y'all. They said he passed away from pneumonia. But Corey Feldman was out here too, and they was talking about, you know, this industry, and nobody wanted to listen to them. Nobody wanted to listen to them, and they tried and they tried and they tried and they tried, y'all, to tell people, and they just, it was kind of like they were ridiculed for coming out and saying something. They was just like, but back then in the 70s and the 80s, you know, it was like if an adult said they didn't do something, then they didn't do it. And nobody really listened to kids like that. Like, listening to kids wasn't a good thing. We just started listening to kids like in 2004 or something. I don't know. But like, before that, if you came home as a child and you was like, the teacher's mean to me, everybody was like, why would the teacher be mean to you? The teacher is a teacher. The same way they'd be like, the doctors don't listen to me. Like, why would a doctor not listen to you? The doctor is a doctor. They're there to save your life. Now we realizing that these people are humans. They are not superpowers that made them choose the careers they chose. A lot of people chose the careers they chose for money or stability and security. And so we now know, you know, a teacher could lie. A teacher could put their hands on you. A doctor could not listen to you. They could be prejudiced and don't want to save your life. I have a friend today who had a life-altering situation, and they still tell the story about how when they were about to go, one of the nurses prides herself on saying that, now my friend is a black person. They always tell the story about how this white nurse said, oh, she's one of the good ones, we gotta save her. She's one of the good ones? That's not good. And I would forever be upset that somebody would have to convince people that I'm a good black so that it's worth saving. But back to the story. We already know that they wasn't listening to these kids. These kids was out here getting high, getting drunk. Everybody was, you know, watching it and thinking it was funny. You know, who is that? Lionel Richie's daughter, who used to be with Paris Hilton. What's her name? I can't think of her name. Nicole Richie. Nicole Richie is Lionel Richie's daughter, if y'all didn't know. And I believe she's adopted. But she used to be backstage watching all kinds of stuff that she didn't need to be seeing as a kid. But people thought it was funny. You know, when Frankie Lyman was alive, they was giving him drugs and he was like 14. They do this kind of stuff. So to see this... to see this show, unfortunately, I was just like, I'm not shocked. What hurt my heart, though, was when Drake Bell, who came out and was talking about his sexual abuse by the hands of some... No, she didn't. I can't have no light. If y'all not watching this, Ruby done brought the toy so she can have it on camera. So to hear him come on and talk about the grooming that was done, to not only him, but to his parents, you know, when a lot of people were just like, that's so dumb that, you know, a parent would let their child, you know, a parent would let their child be with these people. These were the people who were on the show working with these kids. And if y'all think some of y'all let your kids ride, let the coach ride the team home or take the, they going with the coach to, you know, get ice cream or pizza or whatever after the game. That's the same thing that was happening here. And I know when we watching it back and we like, well, when you watch it back, because you already know what the ending is, you can see all of the red flags. But a lot of times in the midst of it, and when you have to live your own life and you still got to go to work and you still got other children that you got to take care of, and this person is telling you that they will help you out, you're not thinking that a person who seems so kind and nice is going to be assaulting your child, right? And we all think that we know what our child would look like or present like once they are assaulted, but you don't. You don't. Children are very good at adjusting, right? So I grew up in a very abusive household. When I went to school, my personality was so nice and bubbly. People thought that, you know, I was cool. I was not. I was a very troubled youth. My self-esteem was very low. I'm sure that you could tell that if you were really looking for me. But in the midst of a school full of children, I don't think that I read as red flaggish as somebody should have seen. And maybe not until I popped up pregnant at 17 with somebody like that. But back then it was just like, oh, you fast, not other things is going on around me. And so, you know, people weren't paying attention to the signs. So I do think that although we want for, although we want to believe that we would instantly know, not everybody will. Because even when I know some of you want to be like, what about that Black mom? She knew, she let her son stay for a while, even though she knew stuff was shaky. She felt that things were shaky and he still was on more than one episode on that show. So even in her knowing that things were shaky and eventually leaving, she said even the leaving made the relationship between her and her son sketchy because he wanted to be in the industry and she was like, I don't like it. So it messed up a lot of stuff. He has issues still to this day for being pulled away from an industry that he wanted to be in. So just feeling like you would automatically know that your child was being wronged, even just in the slightest, maybe yes. But the Black mom was saying, when she called their agent, the agent was saying, like, come on, like, sure, some of the stuff might seem a little sketchy, but it's a sketch show. They push the envelope on sketch shows. You've seen A Living Color, you've seen Saturday Night Live, like, they push the envelope. That's the whole point. If then this is the show you signed your child up for, and it's kind of like, yeah, but like I said, she kept them on there. Yes, she took them out, but she kept them on there for a minute. The mom whose child received that inappropriate at the least email, she felt like it was a little sketchy. And then people were like, listen, she should have called the police. But she was like, look, I know that I allowed him to email her. I didn't want them to take my daughter from me and now she in the system because I didn't stop the emails early. And people was like, no, for your child, you got... She said, I took my child far, far, far away from that whole industry, never to be heard or seen of again. They didn't even put that girl on the documentary. That's how far away she was. I don't even want to be in a documentary. Don't see my face as an adult and know me, because I don't got nothing to do with that. That was kid me. I'm done with that. I'm over it. Leave it alone. She did what she thought was best for her and her child. Okay. the amount of what I was like, oh, to really was some of the names that they gave off for that were in court with, well, they didn't give off names of people who were in court, but they did give off some names of people who wrote character letters for the the predator. And I want to say that there are some people who are saying these people did write character witness letters, but they didn't know what the charges were. But I feel like, to me, that's the bigger atrocity. If somebody tells you that they need a witness letter or a character reference letter from you because they have to go to court, I would imagine that is when you need to know why they're going to court. Why am I writing this? Like, why? What do you got to go to court for? And I want to know how many of those people who wrote letters for him did know what he did. Because I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Like, you can't just blindly, as somebody who I don't work with often, I don't see all the time, I can't just be writing a character letter because you asked me to. Like today, there's a woman that I used to work with for, like, you know, 6 months or something. And then she left and she went somewhere else. When she worked with me, she was cool, I guess. But if she called me today and was like, write me a character letter, I haven't seen you. I haven't seen her in almost a year. So if I haven't seen you in almost a year, I can't write no character letter for you. I don't know what you be doing nowadays. Anything can happen. Because it was a Monday when, this is about to be a real trigger warning, but it was a Monday when my dad was cool. It was a Tuesday when he told the drug dealer that he can have me for some drugs. Okay? So, when he didn't get me, y'all, but my dad did tell him he could. Just so y'all know. You know, so if somebody seen my dad on Saturday, they would have thought he was a cool enough dude. I guess he all right. He be tripping out a little bit. He all right. They didn't know he was willing to sell me off. He wasn't over there talking to them, telling them that. So I don't know how they wrote a character witness letter and you ain't seen him every day all day. Y'all telling the judge he's a good guy. We'll work with him again. He had to have been tempted. Ain't that what the devil was for? Ain't that what the devil is for? So, you know, I just don't feel like I feel like I was not shocked because I'm listening. They talking about Robin Thicke and the mama from Growing Pains both wrote him raving reviews, but you didn't. But we already know that Thicke family, them Thicks. They questionable anyway, right? Robin and whatever, what's the son name? You know, the lost without you, can't help myself, whatever his name is. Hey, whatever his name is, dude. That's Robin Thicke's son, if y'all didn't know. Or Robin Thicke is the son, and then Alan Thicke is the dad. Alan Thicke wrote the letter, not Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke was singing the songs. Alan Thicke was the one who wrote the letters. But that the fact that that was a thing, y'all, them Thicks, they questionable anyway. But to hear Drake's Bell say, not Drake the actor, rapper, but Drake the child star, say that there were like 50 people on this predator side supporting him after he had confessed, because he confessed. He admitted that he did these things. To hear that they were standing on his side and that they were not, these people were him saying like, these people weren't on my side when I was wrong. I was assaulted. My whole life changed. That was the thing that made me just be like, people is all people. And that's why I never really hold anybody to such high esteem, because everybody is capable of everything given the circumstances. I don't want to say the right circumstances, but given certain circumstances. And thank the Lord that those circumstances don't come to most of us, but because we're all human, we are capable of some of the worst things, just like we are capable of some of the best things. We can't never believe that just our greatness is a part of our capability. We all had, there is a low, and some of us go lower than other people, but we all could go low and we all could go high, right? And if we do believe that some of us can't go as low as other people, we got to also believe that not everybody can go high. And that's why I don't ever believe in, you know, this whole notion that everybody know everything and everybody could do everything that they can. But we all have capabilities of lows and we all have capabilities high. Some of us go higher than others. Some of us go lower than others. But it's a capability on both ends. You're not just the greatest of yourself all the time. Sometimes you could be the least of yourself. And some people have seen the least of you. And you got to remember that some people have seen the least of you. And those people who have seen that part of you get to tell a story too. Because some of them people who seen the least of you ain't never seen the greater part of you. And sometimes that's your kids, and you just gotta admit that. And I'm gonna talk about that too much, but sometimes it is your kids who have seen more of the least of you than the best of you, and that's why y'all don't got the greatest relationship today. But if you want to talk to me about that, we can visit one of them other episodes that I got going on about how you need to apologize to your kids, or you could go ahead on and find that over on TikTok, because I talk about that a lot over there on my TikTok page. Okay. But yeah, that documentary, I watched it on Max. Somebody told me it's on Hulu now. I'm not sure, but either way, you can stream it. It's out on streaming right now. Again, if you're new here, I don't have cable. I only have the internet. I only stream everything that I watch or see on the internet. So that's there. Now, since we're talking about documentaries, this one has not come out yet, but the next documentary that I'm looking forward to is the Freaknik one. Now, I never went to Freaknik. I don't feel like I know anybody personally who went to Freaknik. I don't think I know anybody personally who lived in Atlanta during Freaknik, except, well, that's not true. I do know one person, but I don't know them intimately enough to have had any conversations with them to know if they went to Freaknik or not. But I do know one person who grew up in Atlanta, and I know people who live there now, but they didn't grow up there. They migrated to Atlanta. But I do know one person, I do know of one person, maybe two people who grew up in Atlanta during and were there during the Freaknik years. But I don't think they got no stories to tell. One would be too young, I believe, might be just a little bit too young to have actually been able to go. And the other one seemed too afraid to have really done anything if they did go. But who knows? You never know what a person did when they was young. Because once upon a time, not long ago, I was out. And I'm in it. I won't get it back. Because I did that. Okay, remember? So, you know, you never know. You never know what nobody did back in the day when you wasn't around. So, but the documentary is coming out. I would like to see it just because it seems like such a myth to me. Like, I know it exists, but it's one of those things that I didn't see. I didn't know what's happening. We ain't had the internet back there, so they wasn't throwing all this stuff like you can see, you know, spring breaks now. Freaknik, if you don't know, was like the black spring break. The white kids was going to Miami, the black kids was going to Atlanta, and apparently it was a time to be had. But what I also do feel like is because, again, back then, you know, misogyny was real, real. And I don't feel like there was a lot of safeness for the women who were attending that thing. So I want to see it, but I also feel like I'm a cringe a lot watching it because the amount of disrespect. This was back when men was just pouring alcohol on women, you know, as entertainment, and grabbing body parts just because they saw them out was supposed to be the norm, you know, quote unquote, and things like that. So I do feel like we're going to see a lot of inappropriateness, or it's going to be edited a lot so that we don't see too much of it, because they try not to put these people in a bad light. And I know you want to be like, oh, here she go trying to bash some man. I'm not trying to bash anybody. I just do feel like the scene set at that time was that women were objects and that you could, you know, reach out and touch somebody's ass. Like, I really do feel like that's how they was doing the world then. And so I'm interested in seeing it. I'm interested in seeing if I see any celebrities that weren't celebrities yet there. I know a lot of people are looking to see if they're going to see people they know. I don't think I'm going to know anybody. I don't think I'm going to know anybody, to be honest with you. I don't. This, y'all, this is just a bottle of scent beads that I use to I put them in my wax warmer to scent my house up. I don't think that anybody that I know went down to Freaknik, and if they did, they surely ain't telling. My two aunts, I have three aunts. I know one of them for sure never went down to nobody's Freaknik. She didn't live that kind of life. And then the other two, I wouldn't be shocked if the youngest of the three was in, if the youngest one went to Freaknik. If I found out that she went to Freaknik, I would not be shocked. But if I found out that the oldest one went to Freaknik, I would 100% blow a casket. Like, I don't know what I would do, y'all. I don't think that I'll be able to believe that she was there. What if she was, though? Josh, better hope that them videos don't show up. She don't even let nobody see her on the internet, so I don't think that she gonna let that show up. But we'll see. We'll see. So what else? We about to get ready to wrap this up because y'all already know I do gotta go to work. Because y'all won't make me rich. So because y'all won't make me rich, I still do have to go to work. I do want to tell you, if you're looking for something to watch, and I didn't tell you this already, watch that Willy Wonka movie, the new one called Wonka. I think I told y'all last week, but if I didn't, watch it again. Shout out to everybody who won on the NAACP Awards. I am so... I don't know what the word is for Fantasia. I love that woman. She has been fighting since she got here to be respected as a woman, to be respected as an actress, to be respected as a beautiful person. And she just keep on showing up. And I love that because they keep trying to knock her down. They talk about her singing voice. They talk about her speaking voice. They talk about her intelligence. They talk about her skin color. They've talked about her beauty, all these things. And she just keep on coming because she believes in herself way more than anybody else need to believe in her. And I love that. I love that. So shout out to all the women and the men who won at the NAACP Awards. You could watch that. It is out if you didn't see it. I just love it all. You already know I'm about to be on these internet streets, TikTok heavy. I hit the Instagram. I went out last weekend to the comedy show. I went out with a new friend. I made a new friend. It's somebody I went to school with back in the day, but we started up a little friendship. We got some things in common right now. And so we started up a little friendship. We went out. I had a great time. I went to go see the comedian Finesse at the Improv. He was funny. His openers were not, ain't gonna lie, but he was funny. And then, like, you know, somebody who used to, like, stalk me back in the day was there, but it was fine, and I ain't heard no repercussions of it today, so, that's a story we could tell another day, but everything was cool. I was concerned for a quick minute, but everything has been cool so far. We'll see. That was fun. You know, I love trying to make new friends because it's hard in this day and age, and at this age, this big age that I am, it's hard to make friends. So do we talk every day all day? No, but do I have somebody that want to ride out and do some fun stuff? Yes. And that's cool. The weekend before that, I went by myself to go see Tank and the Bangas. It was great. I went to the City Winery. It was great. I love a solo date and I will continue going on them. If don't nobody want to go, I'm going to still be in the house letting you know that. That's for sure. This weekend, I plan on doing nothing. I do. I plan on staying home this weekend. I'm looking to buy some skates and trying to skate. So they just put a new sidewalk out in front of my house. So I'm looking to try some skates. So if you want to contribute to the skate fund, the skate fund, you can go ahead on and hit me up. My Cash App is in the notes. It'll be on the YouTube video notes as well if you want to go ahead on and contribute. And, you know, you should pay Black women anyway. I entertain y'all every week. Y'all can send me a couple of dollars. You know, y'all pay for everybody else to entertain y'all. Y'all can send me a couple of dollars. Like, there was a time when I was ashamed to say that, but you get this for free, right? You don't got to pay to get this, but if you do want to show your appreciation, I don't know, at once a month or something, a cool little $1 to $5 wouldn't hurt you. it wouldn't hurt you. I'm not gonna lie. If Funky Dineva could get on here and ask people after he make all the money he make, he can get on here and scroll his Cash App across the bottom of the screen. So can I. So can I. Okay. But I am planning on trying to get some skates this weekend. Hopefully they'll come in on time. And then I could do some skating. If I do some skating, the videos will be up on the interwebs this weekend for y'all to see me skating, or at least trying to, because I don't even know if I can anymore. I ain't been on skates in years. But I did, not this winter, but the winter before, I did go ice skating for the very first time in my whole entire life, because y'all know I used to be almost 400 pounds, and I am not that today. Thank the Lord. So after I lost over 150 pounds, I did take my body on out there and ice skate for the first time. So I haven't been on skates since before my weight loss journey. And so because of that, I am looking forward to being able to, try some skates. So if you want to contribute to the skates fund, if you even just want to buy the skates, I will put my Amazon wish list link up too, for anybody who wants the Amazon wish list link. Well, y'all, we got to get ready to go. All my handles are in the show notes. I got to get ready to go to work. And the people, I told you, they lay in the sidewalk down outside in front of my house. And so Ruby is being bothered. She don't like it. Y'all go ahead on and follow me on all the stuff. Well, follow me on, I am on TikTok heavy. You can find me on It's the Pod, or you can find me on It's Me Danny on TikTok. Again, that'll be in the show notes. I am also on Instagram, and I'm on Threads. I don't do X because I don't deal with all of the racism that go on over there. So I'm not over there, but I am on Threads, which is like X, but for Instagram. So if you on Threads, you can follow me over there. I put up a lot of thoughts over there. I be thinking. And when I'm thinking, I'm typing, because I'm usually on the internet trying to find out somebody's business to come over here and talk to y'all about, like we do every week. And I will be back next week with another song to talk about, with some more topics to talk about, because one thing we do know is these people can't stop. They can't stop doing stuff. That's the whole point of being in the industry. The industry don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records, y'all. Was that Rockefeller or was that Bad Boy? I don't know. Either way, they all toxic. It's all toxic. Don't matter. Get your people away from, hide your kids, hide your wife. If Diddy come around, apparently. And allegedly, because I ain't never been around him, so I don't really know. I just know what the streets are saying. Fannie's self then got cleared to be able to be on this trial. They just got to figure out if they want her and her team, or her man, or her ex-man. I don't know if they're still together or not, but she's gone. And that daggone Young Thug trial, y'all. Go follow I'm Not a Lawyer. It's just a shameless plug. I don't know her. I would like to be friends with her and her family. But if you follow I'm Not a Lawyer on TikTok, you'll get all the rundown of all the trials, the celebrity trials that are going on, or how high profile trials. And this Young Thug one, y'all, it's been for forever, and it don't seem like it's ever going to end. It don't seem like it's ever going to end. But every time a witness come up on that thing, I am entertained. I am entertained. I'm watching every time she say, I'm not a lawyer, but this is what happened today on the Young Thug trial. I'm like, everybody shut your mouth around here so I can listen in. I leans in. I be on my phone. I still be leaning in to see what they talking about, because it's always crazy. I ain't got nothing else for you, y'all. Y'all already know. This is me, Danny, and you've been listening to the Just Saying Podcast. I appreciate y'all so much. Drink your water. Take your vitamins. Get a walk in. Get your body out into the sun. It's spring now, so, the sun is coming out a little. The sun will come out tomorrow. Take yourself outside and get you some sun if you ain't doing nothing but sitting out on the deck. Okay, or if not, get some vitamin D and take those, because you need it for the health of yourself. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. I love you. See you next week.